Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hi, welcome to Great News. It's another episode of a podcast where Mike and I take a look at the stories that actually restore your faith in humanity and let you realize that most people are decent to good.
Most people. There's so many stories.
We'll never run out. And people aren't always looking necessarily for the limelight, so these don't get highlighted, but we like to highlight them with great news.
We're humanitarians, yes. We're great
guys. Mike always starts off with an intro, and I always have an idea for who you should parody.
Yes.
And I think you should do Kiss. The band Kiss.
This is Gene Simmons from Kiss.
I didn't say Gene Simmons. I said Kiss.
Shut up. If you hear Kiss music, you're going to talk to me because I'm in charge of all the finances. Gotcha. I remember one time Ted Nugent wanted to use a lick of mine, and we were actually doing a three-way with a Ty hooker, and we were on tour, Destroyer tour, and I told Mr. Nugent, I said, if you're going to use my music, you're going to pay for what it's worth, and that's more than you have, sir. Here's Paul Stanley.
Are you guys ready to rock? I'm 70 years old, and I have a hairy chest and A cups that sag to my nipples. Yeah!
It's an intro! Yeah! The show's beginning, bro! Say hello to the happy, goodbye to the blues. Kevin and Mike are here to give you great news.
That'll be $75.99.
Thank you. That was excellent. Excellent. Well done.
Thank you.
My first story is about
an age where you can't do, you guys ready to, you know what I'm
apparently
saying?
Apparently not.
When Paul Stanley was 25, he did it. And it sounded, he was like, you had it right. And it, but now he's like that old dude at Jerry's Deli. And it, like, it doesn't work.
I mean, it works when they're on stage and he's hiding behind all the instruments and stuff. And they have makeup, which is very smart.
He's still ripped. They still play. I mean, you can make fun of Kiss all you want. You go see them. They're professionals. They sound great. But I'm saying the talking, like when you're 75, don't you go like, hey, man, I'm really excited you guys came out tonight. Thank you so much. We love our fans, you know?
Now you go, you ready to rock?
All
right, my story's about an animal, Hank the Tank, a 500-pound black bear. Hank the Tank is 500 pounds.
500 pounds.
Yes, which is insane. I weigh 175, 180. Hank weighs 500 pounds.
Think about this. The average offensive lineman in the NFL is like 3 to 310. You know, 310 to 280, something like that. And they're
double that.
Fucking cute. They're fucking insanely big. Yeah, now think about twice that.
Yeah. So Hank the Tank is in the Lake Tahoe area, and he's been breaking into homes and getting food because he needs to eat. He's a 500-pound bear.
Sure. Bear
so
gotta eat.
He breaks into homes, and for a while they thought that he was going to have to be euthanized. And everybody was like, no, there are wildlife preservations and stuff where he could go. So watch this story on Hank the Tank.
Barely a reason to smile these days, but for one bear, there now is. This thick-skinned 500-pound black bear, nicknamed Hank the Tank, was accused of getting his paws involved in a series of house break-ins in the Lake Tahoe area, known to be a natural bear habitat. With windows smashed, fences broken, and more than 150 incident reports of bear break-ins in the area, officials were eager to stop this overbearing forager.
They're supposed to be hibernating, but they've been so used to people and being fed year-round, they don't really do the bear stuff.
Initially, law enforcement warned the bear, also known as Yogi, Chunky, and Big Guy, had seemingly lost its fear of humans and threatened to euthanize the rotund mammal.
Police officers use everything from sirens to loud noises to shouting at them to beanbags. He's still here. They've figured out how to operate car doors to get into after food that's in cars. Couple of them figured out how to work French doors to get into the house. One mama bear even was seen teaching her cubs how to get into that French door.
The Bear League said it was vehemently opposed to euthanization.
We believe he's one of our neighbors, and he's only doing what he's been taught to do. The bears will usually die trying to get back home, or they'll starve to death because they don't know where to find food.
Now, officials have put the effort on pause. New DNA evidence collected at a recent break-in scene linked a bare minimum of not one, not two, but three bears to these uncanny incidents.
New DNA evidence reveals that as many as three bears, two female bears and one male bear, may be responsible for the property damage and home break-ins in the Tahoe Keys neighborhood over the past several months.
On Thursday, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife said it will begin trapping the bear brigade to tag the animals and collect evidence for genetic analysis. Then they'll be released to a, quote, suitable habitat, thus exonerating the boisterous bear. Officials hope these incidents will change how the public interacts with local wildlife.
Gives a new lease on life, if you will, for the large male black bear.
Officials say residents in bear-prone areas should avoid leaving food outside, keep garbage cans secure, and only put waste out on trash day. As for the Bear League, they say long live Hank the Tank. Zinclay Assomois, yep. NBC News.
Yep.
First of all the bear puns have to stop.
Yeah.
Second of all, can you imagine seeing a 500-pound bear walk up to French doors, stand up on his hind legs, reach up and just open it and walk in? That's insane.
He will be shot if that's my house.
Oh, I'm a Texan. I have guns.
Yeah, listen.
Don't mess with my guns. You can take it from my dead cold hands.
I have a family like you. If I was a bachelor, I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to run, poor guy. I'm going to go hide upstairs, call the animal. My daughter and wife are home and a black bear.
Yeah.
Or, you know, any fucking bear. I don't care if it's a fucking panda. Bullet to the head. Done. Dunzo.
A bazooka. If it's a panda, you're not putting a bullet to the head. No possible way. Pandas are too cute.
No, that's the worst. I hate pandas with such a fury. Let me tell you why. My next story is really short, so you're lucky.
All right.
Pandas are the shittiest animal ever. If you analyze, what do you analyze animals, like the quality of animal? It's their survival ability. They're completely incompetent at defending themselves. They're the most incompetent bear. They literally can't procreate without human intervention. They're so lazy, they don't fuck. You have to have humans come in and give them like panda Viagra and grab their wieners and like they have like panda fluffers. Then, on top of that, the Chinese government uses them as like bartering pawns for political reasons.
Right.
If a panda is born at like a Washington, D.C. A zoo, China's. It belongs to China. They have a complete monopoly on pandas, and they totally use it because everyone thinks they're so cute. No,
they're so cute.
They're horrible.
Oh, but on the cute factor, they win.
No.
Everything
hold on to that
right.
thought. Hold on to that thought and wait till my last story. Okay?
Okay.
Now, this next story, again, is going to stay in the world of animals. Kevin, fish, they need bait. You're going to catch a fish, got to have some bait.
Correct.
This fish has the best taste in bait I've ever seen. Check it out.
What?
And okay, first off,
what?
That's a legitimately hot chick. Like that's a great body. Secondly,
you can see, yeah.
Secondly, how How did that happen?
Was she in the ocean and just got out and a fish was hanging on for dear life?
Realistically, do you think she was swimming? She doesn't look very wet. You know, so do you think she was swimming and then got that in the ass and then decided, I'm going to, with composure, swim out to the boat? No way. She would have been like, well, oh, fuck, somebody bite me. And
what's
like,
the
flail.
Other option? How else could it have happened? They did
I'm
it
guessing
on purpose?
Somebody rotted it in and it like was flying. But while they were trying to get it into the cooler, it jumped and I don't know. I don't know, dude, but how?
I mean, that's a sweet butt. I don't blame the fish.
That's the wisest fish ever.
I have no idea how that happened. I have no idea.
But bravo to everyone involved.
Bravo to the
everyone involved.
The fish and the bait.
Yeah, and cameraman.
In Chicago, my next story doesn't involve an animal. In Chicago, Al Raby High School is the name of the high school. And there's a guy there named Pete Cadence, who's a wealthy businessman. He started a bunch of businesses. And he got a bunch of people together and started something that I think might actually work in the long run to pay to make college free for high school students. And he tells an auditorium full of kids that they get to go to college for free. Room, board, housing, everything. Both room and board, yes. And they go for free. Watch this story.
Students often think that school assemblies are boring, draining, and a waste of time. Well, CBS's Steve Hartman found one that was life-changing on the road.
Students funneling into the Al Raby High School auditorium in Chicago were oblivious.
Anybody know what this is about?
Not a clue.
I don't even know.
That each and every one of them was about to hit the lottery.
You're going to hear from me something soon. It's going to change everything.
Pete Cadence is a businessman who started three companies. You could call him a self-made man, but Pete would disagree. He says if he'd had different parents, different peers, different skin color, been raised here on Chicago's West Side, he most certainly would not be the multimillionaire he is today.
This country was built on the notion that no matter where you come from, you can become successful and wealthy. That just factually is not true.
Is college a dream of yours?
Yes, a big dream of mine.
Do you have the money for this?
To Pete's point, this school is full of kids with big dreams.
Nothing?
Bridled by harsh realities.
Nothing?
But you can't let that stop, like, hope.
Meet Armani Barber.
I was thinking about being a lawyer.
Armani is a junior near the top of her class. She knows she can make it through college, but doesn't know how she'd pay for any of it. Enter Pete Cadence, who, along with former Chicago Public Schools CEO Janice Jackson, hopes to fight inequity with a mammoth initiative called Hope Chicago.
There's never been anything of this scale, of this magnitude, of this import done in this community.
This is going to be a game changer, and I think it's going to be a model for other cities, large cities across the nation.
And it begins right now. With this promise.
Your college tuition, your room and board, your books and fees will be paid for, and you will go to college for free.
Every student, and not just here, but also at this high school, and this one.
For free!
Five total. And because poverty is an intergenerational problem, one parent from each family gets to go to college too. Over the next 10 years, Pete and other donors plan to invest $1 billion in Hope. But they say the dividends are already pouring down the cheeks of a new generation, finally feeling the dream within their reach. Steve Hartman, on the road in Chicago.
What a great gift. We'll be right back.
Thank you, old Ellen. What a great report. Listen, they put $1 billion, they invest it, and then they use the dividends to pay for college while the money is still there. So they can keep paying for high school after high school after high school. And what a great way to do it.
And
can you imagine?
Listen here. If that's dramatic change to the future of this country. I mean, that's dramatic.
Agreed.
What that can do. And listen, government, there's some big topics that I understand you got to cover. You got to throw $1 trillion to keep us safe. I mean, everyone's got a crosshair on the United States. I get that. And we're responsible for a lot of global stuff. You know, however many hundreds of billions of dollars you got to put into defense. I get that. Total, I'm with you. But there's another good $500 billion that's put into bullshit. And it takes a private company to come and do this stuff. Bravo. That's amazing.
I would like to know if you think the country, when you say, listen, a government, I think the government is watching this show. All of them?
All.
It's government. It's actually part of government.
Municipal, state, and federal government. It's mandatory that they watch this show.
That's great news.
That is great news. That is a remarkable story. That is, I mean, wow.
By the way, I would also like to applaud the white guy for admitting that he was lucky to be born white in this country, and he had a lot of middle class, and he had a lot of opportunities that not everybody gets. I like
absolutely.
That.
Yeah. No, it's, you know, it's become such a kind of like passe term, that the idea of white privilege, but you know, there, you can't just dismiss it altogether because it's an absolutely real thing. You know, wealth privilege and white privilege, there's a whole bunch of stuff that's like that report pointed out. It's intergenerational, and you should definitely always take into consideration how fucking lucky you are to have certain circumstances, you know.
That's true. And he was sending one of the parents to college as well from each family.
That is so crazy. What if you're the parent, like, with granted this insane opportunity, and you're the dipshit that can't like get into college?
What does that mean? Your partner can?
Let's say like if it happened to my family.
Right.
They would be, you know, Bianca would be like, well, I'm filming. I can't go back to school. I'd be like, oh, it's on me. I could totally do this. And then they'd be like, sir, you haven't passed any exams and you have a 1.1 GPA in all our like entry stuff. I'd be like, oh, shit. All right.
So
you know what?
Another
parent. Go ahead.
That would certainly happen in your marriage for sure.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah. So, talked about bears. Talked about. Are you fucking
What's
animals?
Over there? Mike has dogs. That
dog?
Is it a dog? Which dog was it?
So we're talking about animals.
Yeah.
Talk bears. We talked ass-eating fish. Lions, man. Lions are majestic, beautiful,
animal.
But very, very dangerous, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, this rescue foundation came across a very ill, very seriously struggling lion, and they put together a video of the rehabilitation of this lion, and the physical transformation is so remarkable. But on top of that, its relationship with the people who it rescued is crazy. Check this out. Look at that.
On my skin. This is
hugging a human.
Not only hugging, where you might think, oh, maybe it's some weird kind of primal thing, nuzzling its head into it like a happy lap dog. It's
wow.
Unbelievable.
I love that.
So beautiful. I mean, and especially because do you see how sickly it was at the beginning? It's, ugh.
Wow, that's amazing. All right, I have another animal story. Might as well just call this animal stories. This one is about a seal.
I wanted to theme mine.
This one is about a seal. A boater named Scott Thompson fell into the ocean off the coast of Southern California.
I thought you said a boner. A boner named Scott Thompson. I was like, come on, Kevin. You don't even know the guy.
Boater with a T. I don't know about the size of his and the excitement.
Sick boner.
He fell into the ocean, and he was too far away to swim. He started trying to swim to the shore and ended up further away than he was when he started swimming.
Oh, no.
So he literally thought, okay, this is how I die. This is it. I'm a good swimmer, but I'm way too far away. And it's freezing in this water. The water off Southern California, if you're not aware, is super cold. And so he's just about to give up. and he hears a seal splash next to him. And you know how a dog sometimes will come up to you and like nudge your leg if it wants to get your attention?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the seal does, nudges the guy, and the guy goes, all right, I think I can make it. Watch this video.
Lost at sea with no land in sight, a local boater who fell into the ocean thought he was spending his final moments on Earth.
But it turned out that wasn't the case. Now that boater is telling his remarkable story to Eyewitness News reporter Leo Stallworth.
I thought to myself, great, this is how I'm going
to
die.
Scott Thompson reflecting on how close he came to death late last month. This after accidentally falling out of his boat and into the water, wearing only shorts and a t-shirt in the middle of the Santa Barbara Channel at night, miles away from land. Panic setting in, watching his boat motor on without him.
There it's going. I'm like, oh no. That's when I realized, like, okay, well, we got problems. And I just started swimming as hard as I could towards the boat. And it really didn't take too long to realize, like, it's getting farther. I'm not getting closer.
Scott needing a Hail Mary to survive.
I was devastating myself in my mind, just picturing my girls and my son growing up without me, and my wife, you know, not having a husband to support her. And, oh, man. And so, like, yeah, I was like, what? I wasn't thinking about sharks or anything like that until I hear this splash.
To Scott, that splash was like an angel providing him hope.
It's just this little kind of medium-sized harbor seal. The seal would go underwater, and he came up and nudged me. Like a dog would comes up and nudges your leg. Did it know, like, hey, this human's in trouble. Keep going, dude.
Scott now determined to swim to the nearest oil platform, which was far but closer than land.
You got to make it to the platform. You have no choice.
Freezing and exhausted, he kept swimming some 5 hours, finally reaching the platform.
Crying, and I'm like shouting at the sky.
Crews aboard the oil platform rendering aid. The Coast Guard getting him to a hospital where he was treated for hypothermia and more. A towboat crew recovering Scott's vessel can't believe he survived.
Even putting on a wetsuit, being prepared, getting in that water and swimming to the platform was horrendous. I mean, I can't imagine being in the water with shorts and a t-shirt.
Scott and his family overjoyed he beat death, getting a second chance at life.
How about that?
5 hours.
That's
he swam.
Crazy. And the seal, I'm not sure, was nudging him, but the seal was doing something that got him going. So thank God for that seal.
Well, it was a Navy seal. That's what you don't... That was the part of the...
Just like pointing... Heroes. Swim, dude, swim. Don't give up. I'm a seal.
That's amazing, man. That's truly remarkable. I want to press rewind a bit when you said panda's cutest animal.
Earlier in the show. Cutest bear. I said cutest bear, but I would argue cutest animal.
Mm.
All right.
I'm going to show you a picture of a newborn turtle. Literally seconds out of the egg.
Okay.
And you will say, well, that's it's impossible. There's nothing on Earth that could be that cute. I'm saying this is the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Go ahead.
Ba-boom.
Look at the size of that turtle. Looks like a ring.
And it's smiling.
Did that guy make a ring out of it? Is that a ring?
It looks like a keychain or something. I mean,
it's smiling.
Oh, so rad.
Not
it's like, please, panda, I'm born now. I'm out of this egg. Let me walk at 0.0001 miles per hour forever.
I have a long way and a long time to get there, and I'm not going to make it. Look at it smiling.
Let me point this out again. Pandas, shitty, can't fight. They can't defend themselves. Turtle sees trouble, boom, in my house, fuck you. Middle finger straight up to anyone, any predators. It's like, oh yeah, you want to get into my Kevlar house? Screw you. Pretty sweet.
All right, listen, it's cute. There's no two ways about it.
I would hug and kiss that all day. That's all I'd do forever.
I don't think we need to know that.
And I may put it on the end of my, never mind.
If you like this podcast, just before Mike's last sentence, please subscribe and tell your friends about it. Let them know that there is a podcast with positive stories that might help balance the news intake that they have. All right, for an outro, Mike, I would like to suggest Sade.
This is no ordinary one. There's an intro.
Outro.
Show's about to begin, bro. It's outro.
Outro.
You know what I'm talking about, bro. Say hello to the happy, goodbye to the blues. Kevin and Mike are here to give you great news. Now have sex.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.